the African Union High-Level Panel on Sudan, led by the chairperson, Dr. Mohamed Ibn Chambas, is in Juba on a mission to reinforce the working relations between the African Union and IGAD in the search for peace in Sudan. And with me is Ambassador Jerome Biswairo. Okay, so just give us an insight into the ongoing discussions and the developments within the African Union High-Level Panel on Sudan.
Indeed, as you know, the High-Level African Union Panel on Sudan arrived yesterday. It's led by His Excellency Mohamed Chambas, accompanied by Honorable Speciosa, former Vice President of Uganda, and Sada Madela, former head of Amazon Somalia. They will be here for 3 days working visit. Yesterday on arrival, they paid courtesy call to the foreign minister, His Excellency Ambassador Morgan, and they continued with a meeting with the IGAD representative in Sudan, along with the special envoy of IGAD. Today, they are expected to meet His Excellency President of the Republic of South Sudan, Salva Kiir, and also other top leadership in the country. The theme essentially is for consultation on what should be done in addressing the situation in Sudan.
Right. So today makes the second day here. How important is the working relationship between the African Union and IGAD in the search for peace in Sudan?
Oh, it is very important because they are both regional and a continental organization of Africa. They complement each other, and IGAD is complementing the efforts of African Union and vice versa. Whenever there is a crisis, the entry point is a regional organization. In this case, Sudan being member of IGAD, and the entry point for African Union should be IGAD. Therefore, these efforts are for consultation. They will go around to all countries which are neighboring Sudan in Africa, and consult who is who in that respect, within the context of African solution to African problems. We hope at the end of the day, they will consolidate their working relationship and come up with a solution, which must come from the continent and specifically from Sudan. South Sudan being its closest neighbor, it is very, very significant, and more so because of history. But the leadership here is familiar of the situation, contribute immensely towards that resolution of the continent, the Sudan conflict.
Right.
You know, in Africa and somewhere, we believe that wapishi wengi walibu mchuzi, that is in Kiswahili, but translated literally that many cooks
will spoil the soup.
Now they need to coordinate and work together.
Right.
So that the soup comes the right one.
Right. And Ambassador, speaking about preparing the soup, are there any specific initiatives or strategies being discussed to promote peace in Sudan?
There are many on the table, but it's too early to serve the soup.
Okay, right. And even if it's too early, how do you see the current situation in Sudan evolving in the coming months? And I mean, just being optimistic, and what role do you see the African Union playing in facilitating these peace negotiations?
I think, firstly, it's very unfortunate. The situation prevailing in Sudan. However, it has to be addressed. And it is in this context that the African Union, in collaboration, is taking this initiative of setting first the panel which will coordinate African efforts and in consultation with the sub-regional organization, that is IGAD.
Mm.
Therefore, at the end of after this consultation, it is expected that would be a conference which would involve all stakeholders.
Mm.
Obviously, the venue would be somewhere in Africa. So, and I think those are efforts put in by African Union to address the situation.
Right. And speaking about the efforts by the African Union, are there any challenges or obstacles that they are facing with IGAD in their efforts to promote peace in Sudan?
Oh, obviously. The fact that there are two protagonist forces,
mm-hmm,
is a challenge to convince those forces. First is the question of ceasefire, to observe ceasefire, the question of accessing the humanitarian needs, and the consequently the question of having a permanent peace,
mm-hmm,
which calls for coming on the table and negotiate and find a political solution rather than military.
Right, right. And Ambassador Jerome Biswaro, thank you so much for making our time to speak to us today.
Thank you for having me.